All right, here on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, my name is Matt Ryan. Always great catching up with a very talented Saskatchewan artist, Shantaya. Shantaya, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing really well. There's a few things I want to get to. I know you've been busy. There's concerts and live shows all happening, so a lot to touch on. But your new song, Broke to Brand New, I saw recently, I don't know when you posted it to your music page, but I think it was a couple days ago that it was a bit of a teaser for a music video. I don't know how much you can tell us about music video. I don't know if you can tell us when it's going to be announced, the release date, but can you tell us a little bit about the music video for Broke to Brand New?
Yeah, so I can actually, pretty much like as of yesterday, I can start saying when we're releasing it. We're releasing the video April 7th, so
nice.
Very excited. Next week already, it's coming up fast, so I definitely don't want to give away the video too much because
for
it's
sure.
Definitely going to be a different concept. It's not, you know, it has really nothing. It's a little bit more metaphorical, let's put it that way.
Okay.
So the way we did the video, we kind of played on the title of the song and then did something a little bit different. So
I cannot wait. And I like the mystery surrounding it. I like it. So I'm looking forward to it. Was the music video filmed in Nashville?
It was, yeah, with a Canadian video director, Ryan Nolan. So
awesome.
I actually did the Had a Good Weekend music video with him as well, and now he's my go-to. He's amazing. What an amazing guy to work with, and really brings my visions, my crazy visions to life.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that again. April the 7th, the brand new music video again, joined by Shantaya. You also posted recently and announced that you were a part of the Top of the Country semi-finalists for the CCMA's Top of the Country, which is super cool. I mean, I haven't been to the CCMA's in a couple of years, but attending the Top of the Country show there at the CCMA's is always one of the most heavily attended events, I find, during the week.
Yeah.
This is super cool. So what does it mean to be a part of it? Because this is a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's so cool because I've been applying for as long as this showcase has been going on.
Yeah.
And every year I, you know, fingers crossed, hope that it's going to come through. But I think everybody's timing and journey is so different. And I really feel like 2022 is just going to be a crazy whirlwind of a year for me. And this couldn't have come at a better time. And I think it's a lot of just like reward and feeling like the hard work I've been putting in the last year or so is starting to be recognized by my peers and the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get into such a big showcase and amongst all my other semifinalists, so many good friends of mine in there, Mallory Johnson and Devin Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool to see other friends that I watch them work just as hard, also get recognized. So it is a huge honor to be in this semifinalist, and we hope that I can go represent Saskatchewan in the top three.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I know when it gets down to the finalists, it's a live show. And again, I'm speaking as if I'm trying to remember how it was when I attended a few years ago. I think it's going to be very similar, but it gets down to the final three, and there's going to be live performance, and then fans can vote by either, I think, texting into a number. I'm just trying to remember. I think that's kind of how it goes, and then the winner gets announced. And it's really cool, and it is just a very heavily attended event and one of the most popular for the CCMAs, which is really cool. So congratulations, Shantaya. That is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know it's going to be a very, very busy year. And I know last time we chatted, we were talking about you playing some live shows. You had a show with the Washboard Union. I think it was postponed last time we chatted. But how cool is this? I mean, back with the Washboard Union, Raquel Cole as well, very talented artist. So how cool is that? How are you guys touring right now? Or when is the tour happening for the Washboard Union and Raquel Cole with you all?
Yeah, well, so last time we chatted about the single being released at the end of January, we were
yeah.
supposed to be going out in February, and it just got postponed.
right.
And so. Yeah, so they had postponed it to May 11th to the 14th, so we're hitting four places in 4 days and out in the Maritimes.
Wow.
So very excited. My first tour. So I'm really happy that they, you know, in a way, like I'm happy in a way, like I'm sad that it didn't happen in February, but at the
for
same
sure.
time, I'm really excited because, you know, it's going to be spring. It's going to be nice out where I feel like it's just going to be all in good timing and everything happens for a reason. Right. So I'm really excited to be heading to the Maritimes in May.
That's cool. And yeah, you know what? I always forget. I mean, you, for me, it seems like you've been in the business for a very long time and I always forget. This is like your first tour. I was like, you played a lot of shows, but I always forget, and you bring it up when we chat, and I was like, that's right, it's your first tour. Because I know you've played a lot of shows, so I always forget that it's your first, your official tour, which is super cool and exciting. So a couple of things here. Talk about, I guess, it being your first, are you nervous? What are some of the emotions going into it? I know you played live a lot before, but are you kind of feeling different emotions? And is this your first time at the Maritimes? I don't remember. Have you been to the Maritimes before?
I have been. I've been to PEI. I've played Cavendish Beach Music Festival. And then I think it was a couple years before that I was chosen for the Canadian Songwriters Challenge. So they the Sass Music flew me out to the PEI, and I got to. So I've only been to PEI, though. So Halifax and Cape Breton and Fredericton is all going to be new to me, and I'm so excited to see it. I've heard so many cool things about just that whole area, and obviously excited to be back to PEI because I loved it both times I went. Lots of emotions going through. I'm just like new things, like writing up hospitality riders for the venues and just like new things that I kind of haven't really done before, and trying to figure out my outfits because it's my first tour. So I got to look good, you know? So, it's just like one of those things where it's just a little bit more nerve wracking, but also just so exciting because it's the unknown, and I love pushing out of my comfort zone and into the unknown. So, really just excited to feel that rush and that adrenaline.
I love it. That is, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. Absolutely. And, that is going to be super exciting for you, and that is going to be awesome. And yeah, and it's like in May, and it's going to be nice and all awesome live music. Again, getting back to being strong. So that's going to be super cool. Again, joined by Shantea, I want to ask you, on your website, if people want to buy merch from you, because I want to promote merch. Are you selling merch on your website just at shows, or is that something you're looking into for this year? Where are you at with the merchandise, your merchandise?
Yeah, I mean, I over COVID kind of like let my merch site go, and have been sort of just mostly selling it through my Instagram. When people want merch, if I post about it, I'll post usually like with Had a Good Weekend. We had like a whole line of like Had a Good Weekend related merch. So we posted about it on Instagram, and people reached out via DM and my shop, shantea@gmail.com email. So we went about it that way. I am looking into getting it set up through my website so that we can actually make that happen through a click of a button. But a lot of new merch coming up here now with the tour. So hopefully there's more to post about.
Awesome. Yeah, I wanted to promote it. I wasn't sure if people could reach out for you and where you are with merch. So that sounds awesome. Again, looking forward to that. And just kind of finally here, Shantea, obviously it's going to be a very busy year. You got some live shows. Is that kind of what 2022 is looking for you, playing as many live shows as possible, continuing songwriting? How are you hoping this year to kind of go for you going forward here?
Yeah, well, looking at my calendar, Matt, it's a whirlwind. So definitely going to be playing a lot of shows. Excited to be going back to Canada a lot over the spring and summer. Just back and forth between here and Nashville. It's going to be a lot of flying. I'm going to feel like a rock star, which is really cool. So we're playing Dolphins Country Fest on Canada Day. So I'm just happy to be back in Canada. And so excited. And then a few other shows out in Calgary, June 3rd, and then as well, hoping for some stuff kind of surrounding Stampede. So we're going to be busy. It's going to be lots of shows. And then in the meantime, kind of working on finishing up my album. I've got a concept album in the works and hopefully able to release that in the fall.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to that. And I know that you're living in Nashville, but it sounds like you will not be in Nashville basically at all this year. Is that kind of how
it sounds like it. It's going to be a lot of back and forth because I definitely need to come back here and tend to my plants in my apartment and make sure that they don't die and try to, you know, still fit in some writing here and there, especially as we wrap up the album and recording. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of back and forth. Like when I go back in June, I'm spending like 3 days in Canada and then back to Nashville. And then again for Dauphin Country Fest and Stampede, then back to Nashville for most of July, you know, so it's going to be just a lot of back and forth, which I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I hope that you have like one of those neck pillows for flying because it sounds like you're going to be flying a lot.
Yeah, I have one, but like I find it does nothing for me.
Oh, okay. That's too bad.
Because
yeah. It sounds like you're
we'll
just going to spend a lot of your time.
Upgrade.
Yeah, you gotta get one that gets the job done. You're going to be on the plane a lot. Before I let you go, you did mention one thing that I didn't want to bring up because you're playing Dauphin Canada Day, which is super cool. Canada Day, I mean, how special is that going to be playing on Canada Day and that kind of energy and atmosphere from a live crowd?
Well, a little birdie told me that we'll be direct support for Aaron Prochet that night. So I'm assuming that I've seen many Aaron Prochet crowds in my mm-hmm. day, and they are always electric, and
yeah.
energy is insane. So I'm just ready to sing Hold My Beer and watch Aaron after we wrap the warm that stage up for him.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's going to be fantastic. Shantaya, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I know there's a lot going on, but I wish you all the best, and we'll catch up again soon, I'm sure. Thanks for your time.
Always, Matt. I always make time for you, and I appreciate you giving me the time of day.